Rwanda is known for its long history of folk music, and it has a prominent presence on the international music scene. That presence is growing as a Rwandan musician brings U.S. audiences music laced with Rwandan folklore, indigenous religious undertones, and colorful dance ensembles. Vincent Senjumva is one of the few Rwandan cultural ambassadors based in the United States. Lately, he has established a presence on the international scene that has created an interest in the Rwandan music among American audiences. Critics call Senjumva a brilliant singer and songwriter. He's also a dancer who developed a passion for his craft as a young child in the rural Rwandan province of Butare. Legendary Rwandan traditional musician Bonakweri noticed his skills and recruited him at age 15 for the Rwandan National Ballet. Senjumva uses a combination of over five traditional instruments, including a rare string guitar found only in Rwanda called the inanga. Each sound is almost extinct because younger musicians often choose to use modern guitars. He uses it in almost his songs, gracefully creating a range of music, from quarter pieces to single note melodies. Senjumva sings with nostalgia about the history of his country before colonialism, when musicians like him sang the praises of kings, hunters and warriors. The 1994 Rwandan genocide also provides a thematic backdrop for some of his songs, whose melancholic tone captures the hearts of his fans even if they don't understand his language, Kinyarwanda. Senjumva's album, Humura Africa, loosely translated as Don't Worry Africa, calls for African unity in fighting the ills that plague the continent's people and societies. It's available on the African record stores in major U.S. cities. For more information on the singer, go to www.senjumva.com.
Reporting for Voice of America, I'm Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.